This is the Coma Girl Daily Podcast, written by Stephanie Bond. August 28th, Sunday.
Thanks for meeting me here, Detective Terry.
No problem, Miss Spence. Since Lucas handed you the Kemp case, I thought it would be good for you to meet Marigold.
You sound as if you know her,
she said in a silky voice. And you sound as if you're flirting. Assistant District Attorney Spence also sounds skinny and blonde.
Never met Marigold, Jack said. But I'm starting to feel as if I know more about her and her family. They're eager for Keith Young to be prosecuted.
Where do things stand?
Well, since his blood alcohol level was over the legal limit, we could get him on DUI.
And?
And technically, you know he can be charged with reckless driving, driving to endanger, and assault.
So why hasn't he?
Can she hear us?
She, meaning me.
I honestly don't know, Jack said.
Her footsteps moved toward the window, and he followed.
Well, between you and me,
she said, her voice lower but perfectly audible.
Lucas has consulted with several neurosurgeons on this case, and they told him most patients with this type of brain injury will expire within a few months.
Expire? Like a Walgreens coupon.
So he wants to wait to see if she dies so he can up the charges to murder? Or see if she wakes up?
The ADA sighed.
Look, Lucas already explained to the family why proving damages in a coma case is difficult, and Young's blood alcohol level was barely above the limit. His attorney has already insisted on retesting, and even if the results are verified, no jury is going to find Young guilty if they think she's going to wake up. And frankly, this coma girl social media blitz is doing just that. People are convinced she's Sleeping Beauty and she's going to open her eyes any minute.
Jack made a frustrated noise.
So, everything is on hold?
For now, unless there's a change in her condition one way or another. If she doesn't improve within a few months, the hubbub will have died down, and it will be easier to convince a jury that she's not going to wake up. Trust me, it's in the best interests of her family to wait.
And meanwhile, the Falcons get to start their season with their hotshot receiver.
I know. Keith Young is cocky. But I talked to him, and he's not a bad guy.
I thought the same thing when I saw his interview. But it just seems so unjust for that young woman to be lying in that bed, and no one is held accountable.
I don't know what I've done to gain a champion in Jack Terry, but I'm grateful.
I understand,
ADA Spence said.
But just because a situation is tragic doesn't mean it's criminal. That's why it's called an accident, detective.
I'm tragic?
Say, didn't you used to date Liz Fisher?
He coughed.
Liz and I go way back.
Aha! And the plot thickens with yet another woman.
You know she's pregnant.
I heard that, yes. Are we through here?
Yes. Actually, I was just on my way to get a drink if you'd like to join me.
Ooh, smooth.
Sorry, Jack said. I have another commitment.
Okay, maybe another time.
Maybe.
The woman's heels clacked on the floor as she left the room. I'm disappointed Jack has somewhere else to be. Then he dragged a chair closer to my bed.
It's Braves versus the Giants in San Francisco. We really need this one, Coma Girl. Are you with me?
I'm with you, Detective.
Hi, this is Stephanie Bond, author of the Coma Girl Daily Podcast. Quick tip, listen to Coma Girl with earbuds or headphones to get the most out of every episode. I hope you enjoy. And please share the podcast with a friend.